今天我的题目是放弃短暂换取永恒。
The topic of today's preaching is giving up temporal in exchange for eternal.
是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
And it is a parable spoken by Jesus Christ.
经文是在马太福音第13章44节到46节。
And the scripture is from Matthew chapter 13, 44 to 46.
让我们打开圣经来看耶稣所说的这个比喻。
Let's open up your Bible to see or to read the parable Jesus has spoken.
马太福音第13章第44节到46节。天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国也好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，卖了这颗珠子。其实是，好，就到这里。我以为是到47节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man finds and hides again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
1848年1月24号。
In January 24th, 1848,
某件重大的事件发生在美国的历史。
There was a great thing that happened in American history.
当时有一个人的名叫做 James Marshall.
There was a man called James Marshall.
他在这个美国和建造一家板厂。
He was building a sawmill in American River.
我建造这个板厂的时候
，And as he was building the mill，
摩擦在河里面发现一块金块
，He found a gold nugget in the river。
那么这个消息传出去之后
，And as this the word spread around，
我们造成千千万万的人从美国东部还有其他的国家拥到加州去。
It caused people from the East Coast and also from other countries, they flocked to California.
那么这么多人涌到加州。
So many people came to California.
那么使到加州的人口突然间大大的增加。
And it caused the population to explode in California.
比如说旧金山。
For example, in San Francisco.
那么人口从1000人在两年之内增加到20000人。
Population grew from 1,000 to 20,000 in 2 years.
因为这个人口的增加
，and because of the growth in population，
那么加州就成为美国第31个州。
California became the 31st state of America.
那么这些涌到加州的人
，and the people who had flocked to California，
除了来自的美国的东部。
Besides coming from the East Coast,
也不少的人从中国
there are other people from China,
德国
Germany,
智利
Chile,
墨西哥
Mexico,
爱尔兰
Ireland,
土耳其
Turkey,
法国前来寻找这些金块
and France, they all come to find gold.
那么到这个加州来寻找金块的人有两条路可以走。
So in order for them to come to California, there are two routes.
那么一条就是坐船，两个月的船。
One of the route is to get on a boat and travel for 2 months.
那么从这个纽约南下。
They go south from New York.
那么绕过这个南美洲的点底。
And they will go to the very end of South America.
Very tip of the South America. 然后再往北到 San Diego 或者旧金山。
And then they go north to either San Diego or San Francisco.
那么走这条路的人，那个费用相当的昂贵。
The cost of this route is very high.
那么同时会晕船。
They may get seasick.
生活烦怨。
And the life on the boat is not good.
吃这些不卫生的食物。
And they would eat things that are not very clean on the boat.
那么第二条路是走这个 Oregon 跟加州那条小路。
The second route is to travel by land through Oregon and California route.
这条路也不容易走。
This is not an easy route either.
必须用六个月的时间。
It would take 6 months.
经过那些崎岖不平的路。
It would go through rugged terrain.
和一些不友善的一些地方。
And some hostile territories.
那么两个月或者六个月的行程从这个纽约开始。
Either it's 2 months or 6 months starting from New York.
如果来自外国的人，他们必须用更长的时间。
And if you're coming from out of the country, it will take even longer.
那么这些去寻找金块的人所付出的代价可不小。
The price for the gold diggers, they pay a high price for it.
他们必须离开自己的家乡。
They must leave their hometown.
家人还有朋友。
Their family, their friends.
放弃自己的职业。
They have to give up their profession.
那么经历一个困苦的路程。
To experience a very difficult journey.
目的就是要寻找金块。
And the purpose is to find these gold nuggets.
那么其实在新约圣经里面有一个类似的故事。
So in the New Testament, there's a similar story.
也就是在刚才我们所看那段经文。
And it is the scripture we just read.
那么主耶稣说了这个比喻。
Jesus told of these parables.
所以他说天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again, and from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
那么这段经文里面有两个比喻。
There are two parables in the scripture.
一个就是宝贝的比喻跟这个珠子的比喻。
One is the parable of the treasure, and the other one is the pearl of great value.
那么首先让我们来看这个宝贝的比喻。
First, let's look at the parable of this hidden treasure.
那么这个比喻跟在马太福音13章里面所说的比喻，比如说沙种的比喻、稗子的比喻，还有这个芥菜种的比喻，有一个共同点。
There is a similarity between these parables and the parables spoken of in chapter 13 of Matthew, such as the parable of the sower, parable of the weeds,and the parable of the mustard seed.
那么也就是这个比喻里说有一个人和一块土地。
So it talks about a person and a piece of land.
那么但是这个人没有在土地上撒种。
But this person did not sow his seeds on the land.
而是在土地上发现这个宝贝。
But he found this treasure in the land.
我们在古代经常有人，特别是穷人，把贵重的东西用这个布包起来。
In the olden days, it's very frequent that the poor will wrap something up and hid it in the ground.
那么然后把它埋藏在土里面。
And they will hid it in the ground.
那么其实不只是穷人。
Actually, not only the poor.
富有的人也这样做。
The wealthy also did the same thing.
特别是在那个不安定的时代。
Especially during unsettling times.
那么有时候这些被埋在泥土里的宝藏没有拿出来，因为那个物主他去世了。
Sometimes the hidden object was not discovered because maybe the one who buried it had died.
也没有人知道这些埋在土里的宝藏。
And nobody would know of the hidden
那么这种情况的可能性是相当大的。
And the way this can happen can actually happen frequently.
啊，因为巴勒斯坦地带经常发生这个战争。
Because in the Palestine area there are war all the time.
然后死了不少人。
And many people die.
那么造成这个土地换地主。
And so the piece of land would have different owners.
那么其实不只是古代。
Actually, not only in the olden days.
啊，在现今的时代，也有人在土地上发现这个啊这个宝藏。
In present time, treasure had been discovered by people today.
然后不久前在北加州。
Not long ago in Northern California.
有一对夫妻在他们的土地上发现这个啊财宝。
There was a couple who discovered treasure in their land.
然后有一天他们带着狗啊去散步。
One day they were walking the dogs.
然后偶然间在地上看到一个铁罐从那个泥土里面吐出来。
And all of a sudden they saw a can that was poking out of the dirt.
啊，是一个生锈了的铁罐。
And it is a rusty old can.
那么他们就把这个铁罐挖出来。
And so they unearthed the can.
然后发现到土里面还有更多的铁罐。
And then they find out that there are more cans that were hidden.
啊，这些铁罐里面装的都是金币。
What was hidden in the can were gold coins.
然后总共有1400多个金币。
There were a total of 1400 gold coins.
那么价值$10,000,000。
And it's worth $10 million.
那么这些金币都是在1847年到1894年之间在旧金山陶造的。
These were all minted between 1847 and 1894 in San Francisco.
那么刚好这段时间也是那些很多人涌到加州去寻找那个金块的时间。
And this is the period of the gold rush.
那么这么多的金币里面其中有一个价值100万。
And among these gold coins, there was one that is worth $1 million.
啊，这个是美国有史以来啊所发现最贵重的宝藏的一个时候。
And so this is the most valuable discovery in American history.
那么在主耶稣所说的比喻里，他说有一个人。
In the parables that Jesus told, there was one man.
那可能是一个工人。
Maybe he's a laborer.
那么在一块地发现一件藏在地里面的一个宝贝。
So in the land he discovered a hidden or buried treasure.
然后比喻里面没有讲到底这个宝贝是什么。
In the parable it didn't say what kind of treasure it is.
那么可能是金。
Maybe it was gold.
银或者珍珠。
Or silver or pearls.
那么当他发现这个宝贝的时候
，And when he discovered the treasure，
那么心里面感到很兴奋
，He was excited。
那么突然间他想了一个办法
，And so he thought of a method。
他就把这个宝贝重新的埋在土里面
，He reburied the treasure。
因为这块地不是他的
，Because the land does not belong to him。
是别人的
，It belonged to somebody else。
因为这块地不属于他的。
Because the land did not belong to him.
因此这个宝贝不是他的。
So the treasure did not belong to him either.
所以他就把这个宝贝埋在土里面。
So he reburied the treasure.
立刻回家，然后把所有的东西变卖掉。
He went home and he sold everything he had.
然后得来的钱来买这个土地。
And he went and bought the land.
那么在这个主耶稣所的比喻里面
And in this parable that Jesus told
然后除了这个宝贝的比喻
Besides the parable of the hidden treasure
那么耶稣还说了这个珠子的比喻
He also told of a parable of the pearl
他说天国也好像买卖人寻找好珠子一件 一颗重价的珠子就去变卖他一切所有的买了这颗珠子
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
那么珠子是一个 一种很贵重的一种东西。
Pearl is a very valuable thing.
啊，做珠子买卖的人经常会在红海或者这个波斯湾还有印度洋寻找这些特别的珠子。
People who buy and sell pearls often will go around the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf, and the Indian Ocean to search for these valuable pearls.
那么这些珠子经常都是用来做这个颈链或者装饰品。
The pearls are usually used for necklaces or some other decoration.
那么据说这个埃及的公主她的名字叫做 Cleopatra 有一颗珠子。
And there was a story about a princess of Egypt called Cleopatra.
啊，她那个价值，她那颗珠子价值是2500万这个 denarii.
The pearl that she had is worth 100 million denarii.
啊，一个 denarii 是一天的工资。
One denarii equals to one day's worth of wage.
所以大概可以想象像2500万个 denarii 是多少钱。
So you can imagine how much 100 million or 25 million denarii is worth.
那么主耶稣说天国好像一个做买卖的人。
So Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like this.Person, this merchant seeking pearls.
啊，寻找这个珠子，当他寻找的时候，寻找到的时候。
And seeking fine pearls, and when he found it.
那同样的，好像那个寻到宝贝的人，啊，也把自己所有的卖掉，然后来去买这个珠子。
Just like the man who found the treasure in the land, he sold everything he had, and he went and sold everything he had, and he bought the pearl.
那么宝贝的比喻跟这个珠子的比喻有一个共同点。
There is a similarity between the parable of the treasure and the parable of the pearl.
然后就是找到一件很贵重的东西。
It's when they found something so valuable.
然后把自己所有的东西把它变卖掉。
They will sell everything they have.
然后来买这个宝贝或者这个珠子。
And they will buy the treasure or the pearl.
那么到底这两个比喻的意义是什么？
So what does this parables mean?
那么这两个比喻，耶稣说是一个天国的比喻。
Jesus said these two parables is the parable of the kingdom of heaven.
因为他们描述到主耶稣所说的比喻，
Because
所说的天国，
it described the kingdom of heaven that Jesus said.
首先这个比喻描述到天国好比一个很贵重的东西。
First of all, this parable said that the kingdom of heaven is a very valuable thing.
那么使到人感到很兴奋。
It will cause a person to be excited.
而且充满这个喜乐和快乐。
And it will be full of joy and happiness.
因为天国不是一个昏暗的一个地方。
Because the kingdom of heaven is not a dark place.
而是一个充满喜乐的一个国度。
But it is a kingdom full of joy.
因为在天国里，人能够得到这个永恒的盼望。
Because in the kingdom of heaven, man can receive eternal hope.
我就好像彼得前书第一章第四节这么说。
Just as it was said in 1 Peter 1:4.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To obtain an inheritance.Which is imperishable and undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
那么地上的国是暂时的。
The kingdom on earth are temporary.
但是天国是永恒的。
But the kingdom of heaven is eternal.
不会朽坏，也不会衰残。
It is imperishable and undefiled.
那么第二点，这个宝贝的比喻里，宝贝是一件被隐藏起来的东西。
Secondly, in the parable of the value of the valuable, this kingdom is hidden.
啊，不是很多人看到这个主耶稣带来的天国。
Not a whole lot of people can see the kingdom of heaven brought forth by Jesus.
但是只有主耶稣的门徒。
But only the disciples of Jesus.
啊，就好像那个发现那个宝贝的人一样。
Just as the person who discovered the treasure.
啊，认得耶稣所带来的天国。
They recognize the kingdom of heaven of Jesus.
而且去珍惜它。
And they treasure it.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第十三章第十一节这么说。
So Jesus said in Matthew 13:11.
他说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”
To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted.
那么在马太福音十一章二十五节，主耶稣也这么说。
In Matthew 11:25, Jesus said.
这个是他向父神的祷告。
This is the prayer of Jesus to his Father.
他说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来。”像婴孩就显出来。
I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants.
那么这两处经文说明天国的奥秘只是给一些人知道。
So from these two verses, it says that the kingdom of heaven or the secret of the kingdom of heaven is only revealed to a few.
不是每一个人都看到主耶稣带来的天国。
Not everybody will see the kingdom of heaven of Jesus.
那同时主耶稣说天国来的时候不是空空洞洞的。
And Jesus said when the kingdom of heaven arrives, it is not empty.
很多人都没有注意到。
Not many people will notice.
我就好像在路加福音第十七章二十节啊，这个记载说。
And just as it was recorded in Luke chapter 17.
他说法利赛人问神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说：神的国来到，不是眼所能看见的。
Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said.The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed.
我们很多时候不信的人体会不到属灵的东西。
A lot of times secular people cannot understand spiritual things.
啊，比如说哥林多前书第二章第十一节，保罗说。
So just as it was said by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2:11.
他说，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man?Except the spirit of the man which is in him.
然后哥林多前书第二章第十四节保罗也这样说。
And then in chapter 2 verse 14.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事反倒以为愚拙并且不能知道因为这些事唯有属灵人才能看透。
But a natural man does not accept the things of the spirit of God.For they are foolish to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised.
我们在约翰福音第三章第那边，尼哥底母问了耶稣一些问题。
And in John chapter 3 verse 3, Nicodemus asked Jesus some question.
然后耶稣就回答说。
And Jesus answered.
他说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
那么从这些经文里面，我们看到天国的奥秘啊，和它的价值被隐藏起来。
So from these scriptures, we can see that the secret and the value of the kingdom of heaven is hidden to some people.
那么只有重生的人和属灵的人才能够看见。
Only those who are born again and spiritual can see them.
那很多时候不信的人不明白为什么基督徒的所作所为。
Sometimes the non-Christians do not understand why Christians do certain things.
他们不理解为什么一些基督徒愿意跟随耶稣。
They don't understand why some people would want to follow Jesus.
过着一个舍己的生活。
To live a sacrificial life.
他们更不理解为什么一些基督徒愿意放弃地上暂时的东西来服侍这位真神。
They don't understand why they would give up some earthly things to serve this Jesus.
我们第三点，这些找到这个宝贝和珠子的人里面，心里面充满了喜乐。
Thirdly, these people who found the pearl or the treasure, their hearts are full of joy.
我们同样的，当一个人进入这个天国里面的时候，他会感到欢喜快乐。
And in the same way, when a person enters the kingdom of heaven, he will be full of joy.
那么主耶稣在约翰福音第十五章，对于这个比喜乐，他说了这些话。
And Jesus talked about this joy in John chapter 15.
他说这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，必叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
我们一个相信耶稣并且愿意跟随耶稣的人，他心里面必定有喜乐。
A person who believes in Jesus and who is following Jesus, his heart will be full of joy.
那么就好像这些找到这个宝贝和珠子的人一样。
Just as this person who have found the treasure or the pearl.
那么第四点。
Fourthly.
那么从这个比喻里面，我们看到两个人得到这个宝贝和珠子的方式都不一样。
We can see that from these parables, the two persons who have found the treasure or the pearl, the way of getting that this treasure is different.
那么一个人是无意中发现这个宝贝。
One discovered this treasure accidentally.
那么另外一个人是特意去寻找这个珠子。
And the other one seek this pearl purposely.
所以不是每一个人借助同样的方式进入神的国。
So it means that you do not only go through one way to receive the kingdom of heaven.
那么有人无意中的进入神的国。
Sometimes people enter into the kingdom accidentally.
也有人特意的寻找进入神的国。
And there are some who purposely seek the kingdom of heaven.
那比如说保罗没有特意要进入神的国。
For example, Paul did not purposely enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他以为自己已经在神的国里面。
He thought he was already in the kingdom.
那么但是有一天当他往这个大马士的路上去的时候。
But one day when he was on his way to Damascus.
那么从天上有光照下来。
There was light from heaven who shined upon him.
然后并且有声音对他说。
And there was a voice who told him.
那么当时他经历到神。
So at that time he experienced God.
那么使他悔改过来。
And he repented.
然后放弃一切来跟随耶稣。
And he gave up everything to follow Jesus.
那么同样的，这个撒玛利亚妇人在井边打水的时候遇见耶稣。
And similarly, when the woman from Samaria was getting water from the well, she met Jesus.
那她的目的就是去打水。
Her purpose there was to get water.
啊，但是在打水的时候，她遇见耶稣。
But while she was there, she met Jesus.
而得到这个永生的生命。
And received eternal life.
有人无意中进入神的国。
There are some people who enter into God's kingdom accidentally.
也有人特意进入神的国。
And there are others who seek his kingdom purposely.
如果你看使徒行传的时候，你发觉到有一些人特意的寻找进入神的国。
If you look at the book of Acts, you see that there are people who search for God's kingdom purposely.
第五点。
Fifthly.
那么第一个比喻说明这个人发现这个宝贝的时候。
The first parable says, after this person found the treasure,
把自己所有的变卖掉。
He sold everything he had.
然后把卖的东西得来的钱来买这个土地。
And with the money he got, he bought the land.
那么第二个比喻说明这个人寻找到这个珠子的时候。
The second parable said when this person, found the pearl.
也把自己所有的东西卖掉。
He also sold everything he had.
然后把得到的钱来买这个珠子。
And the money he received, he went and bought the pearl.
从这点里面我们看到他们愿意牺牲一切然后来得到这个宝贝或者这个珠子。
From here we saw that they are willing to give up everything they have in order to obtain the treasure and the pearl.
那么同样的主耶稣所带来的天国也是这样。
And in the same way, the heaven of Jesus, the heaven of kingdom is the same way.
那么主耶稣说人必须要放弃一切来得到这个天国。
Our Lord Jesus said, you must give up everything you have in order to have the heaven of God.
那么主耶稣在马太福音第十六章二十四节对门徒说。
So Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 16.
他说若有人要跟随我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟随我。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
那么同样的他在路加福音第十四章三十三节也这么说。
And in, similarly, he said that in Luke 14.
他说这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的就不能做我的门徒。
So then none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
我曾经有一个年轻人来问耶稣。
There once was a young man who came and asked Jesus.
他说我该做什么善事才可以得到这个永生。
He said, what do I need to do in order to receive eternal life?
那么耶稣在马太福音第十九章这段经文就对他说。
So in the scripture in Matthew 19, Jesus told him.
他说你若愿意做完全人可去变卖你所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟随我。
If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
那么那少年人听见这些话就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property.
那么从这些经文里面我们看到这个年轻的财主他所注重的是地上暂时的东西。
From the scripture, we can see that this young man focused his attention on the earthly temporary things.
那么使到他失去了从天上而来的宝贝。
And so he lost the treasure from heaven.
我们在马太福音第十三章四十四节主耶稣这么说。
In Matthew 13, Jesus said,
他说天国好像宝贝藏在地里人遇见了就把它藏起来欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
所以欢欢喜喜地变卖一切所有的这句经文说明这个人所做的是心甘情愿的。
From the scripture, from joy over it, he goes and sells all he had. Tell us that he did it all on his own and willingly.
我们虽然要付上很大的代价。
Even though he has to pay a great price.
但是他愿意因为他知道所放弃的根本比不上这个宝贝。
But he is willing because he knows what he is selling cannot compare with the treasure that he just found.
所以我们看到保罗在腓立比书他这么说。
So, Paul said in Philippians,
他说只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因我已认识主基督耶稣为至宝。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ.
所以我们看到保罗愿意放弃一切来跟随耶稣。
So we can see Paul was willing to give up everything to follow Jesus.
然后保罗在哥林多前书后书四章十七节有么说。
Paul again said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说我们是自善自轻的苦楚。要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For momentary, light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
所以当主耶稣宣告他所带来的天国的时候
So when Jesus proclaimed about the heavenly kingdom,
他带来给人这个充满盼望和喜乐的福音。
He gave this gospel that is full of hope and joy.
那同时他也邀请人要求人放弃自己来跟随他。
He also, invite people to give up all they have to follow him.
人必须要放弃自己。
Man must give up himself.
人必须要放弃以往的生活。
Man must give up the lives they had.
放弃这个贪爱世界和钱财这个心来跟随耶稣。
To give up a heart that is seeking, money and wealth.
但是今天我们看到的却是相反的。
But what we look at today is opposite.
不少自己称为自己是基督徒，但是却过着一个不冷不热的生活。
Many people who claim themselves to be Christian, and yet their life is lukewarm.
把这些属灵的事情，把它排在生活里面优先次序的后面。
And they prioritize everything and put, this life for Christ in the very last.
那么教会的生活只不过是一个添加。
The church,
增添。
再讲一遍。
Church life is just like an add-on.方便的时候就服侍神。
When it's convenient, they'll serve.
或者读经祷告。
Or read the Bible and pray.
那么有多余的钱就奉献给神的事工上。
And if you have leftover money, then you offer it to God.
那么在希伯来书第11章24节到27节这么说。
And in Hebrews 11:24-27 it says,
说摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿的之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
那么他看为基督所受的灵物比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐，他因作信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasure of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward, by faith he left Egypt.Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
摩西是埃及的王子。
Moses was the prince of Egypt.
他也是法老王的继承人。
He was also to be, the,
He is the successor.
Successor of Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. 他有地位。
He had position.
他有权力，他有财富。
He had power, he had wealth.
但是圣经说他看见那还没有看见的主。
But the Bible told us he saw the one who is unseen.
那么想望所要得到这个赏赐。
And he's looking forward to the reward he will get.
而把这个地位、权力、财富还有最终之乐把他们放弃。
And he gave up all the wealth, position, the richesAnd also and sin.
这个就是主耶稣所说的比喻。
And this is the parables Jesus said.
他说天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
He said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again.And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
那么天国也好像买卖的人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
那么其实希伯来书第11章24节27节在我念大学的深深的影响到了我的生命。
Actually, the scripture here in Hebrews chapter 11:24-27, I read it when I was at college and it greatly influenced me.
那么直到我后来愿意放弃我的职业来跟随耶稣还有侍奉他。
And afterwards, I was willing to give up my profession, and to follow him.
因为我知道世界上的东西都是短暂的。
Because I know things on earth are temporary.
那么只有天国才是永恒最宝贵的。
Only the kingdom of heaven is eternal and is precious.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
那在你的心中，天国是怎么样的？
What is the kingdom of heaven like in your heart?
你把它看为是怎么样的？
What do you see it as?
是否是一个宝贝？
Is it a treasure?
但是主耶稣在他的比喻里面说，
But Jesus said in a parable,
天国是一个宝贝，
The kingdom of heaven is a treasure,
值得我们把所有的放弃来得到这个宝贝，
And it is worth us giving up everything to obtain it.
盼望你听到和看到明白耶稣所的比喻。
I hope you can see, you can hearAnd understand this parable of Jesus.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们相信你的话语。
Help us to believe in your words.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.